today on Older and Wiser.
Finding it hard to stop worrying about the coronavirus? Well, take a two-hour break with a happy movie.
We'll review some of our favorite films that give us comfort, make us laugh, and turn off the stress.
At least for a couple of hours. So stick around. You're listening to Older and Wiser. Hey everybody, I'm Bob Bates in Los Angeles, along with my good friend Susan Sikora, who is isolating at home like we all are.
Absolutely.
With the coronavirus going on. Boy, life has changed, hasn't it, Susan?
No kidding. I mean, we talked about isolation around, you know, people who are very elderly and can't get out and all of that. And guess what? We're all in that position now. And I will say this, I'm going to say it even to the point of being repetitive and maybe you'll edit it out. But the truth is, stay put. Stay the hell home if you don't have to go out.
I haven't left for a week, so I'm getting cabin fever. But I will tell you one of the things that my wife and I have discovered that really takes some of the edge off. Listen, you watch TV all day. First of all, you cannot watch TV all day. You'll go crazy.
Yeah, you can.
Well, you just can't watch the news. The news will make you crazy. But it does raise our level of stress to a point that I don't recall ever being at this place before, where I'm this concerned about our lives the way they are all the time. How about you?
Yeah, I think we assume that because we live in the USA and we have, you know, the best and the brightest and all of that, we think somebody's going to work this out. We're going to wake up and guess what? They've got the cure. Guess what? It's over. Everything's fine. And this is different because we don't know. It's the unknown that I think is scary.
So what my wife and I do every night is watch a movie, not a scary movie. We certainly wouldn't watch a movie like Contagion or Andromeda Strain or something like that, you know? We always watch a romantic comedy, something really silly, really fluffy, really light. So we've been going back to some of the good old favorites from the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s, movies that just make you feel good. So today, Susan and I are going to share some of our favorites. I've got three, I think. You've got three. So let's get started. Okay?
Okay.
My first movie that I totally love that gets me out of my stress is called City Slickers. You remember it well, I hope.
I don't know if I saw it.
Billy Crystal, Daniel Stern, Bruno Kirby, and the great Jack Palance. Now, here's the story. Billy Crystal plays a guy who's just turning 40. And he's all stressed out and upset about it. So his friends invite him on a trip across the American Southwest for a cattle drive.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So it's a silly thing. Billy Crystal, of course, is hilarious. Daniel Stern, Bruno Kirby, they're all funny people anyway. So enjoying the camaraderie of seeing these guys together is enough. But you combine that with the great outdoors, beautiful scenery of the desert and the mountains and the canyons and the horses and cattle. It is a delightful two-hour escape. And I'll tell you what, if you can find a copy of it, watch City Slickers and then go to bed. You'll sleep great and not worry about coronavirus. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Now, here's a problem. City Slickers is a little hard to find right now. You might have a VHS copy of it. My backup for you is City Slickers 2, okay? Because that's just as good, maybe better, because it also features the miraculous John Lovitz, who is just so funny in this movie. And
now, do you have to, a quick question, do you have to, in your opinion, do you have to have seen City Slickers?
No.
The sequel?
Okay. You don't. No. You can totally just jump in on City Slickers 2, and you'll love it. And that one is available on most streaming platforms right now, including Amazon, Google Play, Apple Plus, and it's only $1.99, so totally worth it. Okay,
It's funny. I was just going to say, it's funny how many, maybe we could talk about this another time or even weave it in today, but it's funny how, which movies get sequels. I mean, I'm sure a lot of it's based on money, but if you take the money factor out, which will never happen, if this, you look at the story, does it have any place to go at the end or is it just, we're done?
Oh, I see what you mean. Is there a play? Did they leave us a good diving board to jump into the next one.
There's some questions that we'd like answered, and would it be worth another 2 hours of our time?
Exactly, exactly. Well, City Slickers didn't really, because one of the main characters dies, and it seems like it's all over. Uh-huh. So they did have to do some fancy footwork to get to a sequel. But it made so much money and it was so beloved that I guess they said, you know, we could make a few more bucks with City Slickers 2. And I don't think it did as well at the box office, but who cares? It's just fun as can be. So check it out, City Slickers 2. Okay, tell us what your first movie this week is.
It's Complicated.
Love that movie.
Yes, it's a romantic comedy. And Nancy Myers, who also did Something's Gotta Give. I mean, we're in chick flick territory here. And but grown-up chick.
It is a chick. Okay? It's the ultimate chick flick.
So Meryl Streep was married to Alec Baldwin, who left her for basically a trophy wife played by Lake Bell. And
Lake Bell is underestimated. She's a very funny comedian, actually. She's not that funny in this movie, but she's great.
She finds herself going to the college graduation of one of their three children, and Alec Baldwin is there in the same hotel. He comes down, and the two of them are plowed. They're eating. They
Alec Baldwin, she and Alec Baldwin finally get together. Yeah.
And they start an affair, which is hilarious because she's having an affair with her ex-husband.
An affair with the ex-husband. That's an interesting kind of an idea for a movie. Very, very
Well, not only an interesting kind of idea, but I think a lot of women may, at least some women may,
fantasize?
And I put this nicely. Well, they'll kind of relate to the fact that she's getting the ultimate revenge on the trophy wife.
Oh, but, yes, of course.
It's hilarious. And
It's a very, very funny
film. It's a great escape. I think it's certainly a woman's film, but I think a man can enjoy it.
Here's the scene I enjoyed. Let me tell you my very favorite scene in that movie is when Meryl starts dating Steve Martin. And so they go out on a date, and after their date, they come back to Meryl's bakery after hours, open the place up, and of course, it's beautiful. Croissants and food everywhere.
Upscale,
beautiful. And she says to Steve, you can order anything off the menu and I'll make it from scratch. And so they go back in the kitchen and they have a very funny scene to a French song where they're preparing a chocolate croissant from scratch. Mm-hmm. And boy, isn't that everybody's fantasy to go to a bakery after hours and make something from scratch with the expertise of the baker? Wouldn't that be great?
You don't go here for a loaf of rye bread. I mean, this is some bakery, okay? You're right. I mean, it's like, what do I start eating first, you know?
Anyway.
If you can't go to Paris and eat croissants, you go to this bakery. But yes, it's romantic and it's fun. And the montage is nice where they're doing the actual cutting and cooking and everything. I mean, I would think you would really love that because you also have talent behind the camera as well as in front. And it's I think it's well done. I mean, I don't have that ability.
We won't tell you how it ends. But it whether they stay together, whether she stays in the relationship with her ex-husband, we won't tell you how that works, but it's a fun movie from beginning to end, warm and fuzzy, and again, no mention of coronavirus in the whole movie.
It's not. And it's set in a beautiful setting that nobody can afford.
Exactly.
And
Santa Barbara. Yeah, the hills
and
of Santa Barbara.
And the girlfriend scenes are the best.
This movie is available for rental for $3.99 on most streaming platforms. It's Complicated. Very cute movie. All right. One of my favorite getaway movies, when you just got to think about something else. Again, a chick flick, I'm telling you. But it's beautiful. Under the Tuscan Sun. This is a 2003 American romantic comedy, which was produced by Audrey Wells and stars Diane Lane, who I love. Isn't she cute as a button?
Yeah,
I mean, Diane Lane is getting a little older, but she just gets more beautiful with every movie she makes. She seems to have a desire to, when she works, to go to some exotic locale and do the movie on location in Rome or Italy or Paris or someplace, you know?
Yeah, right there. I'm sure right there, that'll get you there. You know, the setting.
So this is this again is a movie about a woman who was dumped by her husband, ex-wife fantasy thing. Nancy Myers. This is this a Nancy? No, this is not a Nancy Myers movie. But she ends up buying a house in Tuscany and renovating it.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Which is charming, and there's romance involved and some, various things going on, and a wonderful performance by Sandra Oh, if you like her. She's really good.
Yes, she is.
Who's having a baby. But it's just beautiful scenery, beautiful ambiance of the lovely countryside of Tuscany. And in a way, to watch it now is kind of a tip of the hat, I think, to the folks in Italy who are going through so much right now with coronavirus. But it is just a pretty escape film, 2 hours, and you will forget about all your troubles. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it lately?
Not lately, but I did watch it. The only thing that made me a little bit tired in that, not tired, made me feel a little bit put upon was all the stuff she had to do to the house and how something always went wrong.
Of course.
Maybe it was because, at the time I was having a room painted or something.
Yeah, yeah.
By my husband, But I'm just saying, it's...
There's a lot of renovation.
Yes, the renovations will kill you.
But spoiler alert, the house turns out beautiful at the end. Your fantasy Tuscan home is what she ends up with, to say that.
Once again,
Under the Tuscan
nice
Sun, it's available on Hulu for free right now if you already have Hulu. If you don't, you can get it for $2.99 on most streaming platforms.
Okay.
All right. You're up.
You ready?
Yep.
You can't always get what you want, but you can if you watch The Big Chill.
Yeah, I love that song.
This film, and I love this film. All right, The Big Chill. It's the ultimate boomer movie.
Yep.
It's like the boomers have their own movie, and this was always it, and I never found anybody to argue with that, especially because I was usually talking to other boomers. The music, first of all, let's just say, if the film and the script weren't good enough, the music gets you through because it's a bunch of your favorite things. There's more that they didn't use, but there's plenty that they did. And you've got the Temptations, and you've got the Beach Boys, and you've got the Stones in the beginning. And the whole thing is college friends coming together because one of their friends from college took his own life.
Yeah.
And they're stunned. So they come to the funeral. They haven't seen each other in a long time. And all these kinds of little things come up like, I meant to keep in touch, but I didn't. Well, who can't relate to that? And the other thing is that
tell us who's in this movie, because that's really key.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's Tom Berenger, Glenn Close, Jeff Goldblum.
I love Jeff Goldblum. He's
William Hurt. You can ooh and ah anytime here. Kevin Kline, Mary Kay Place, Meg Tilly, and Joe Beth Williams. And by the way, let me get to this.
Think about where they've all gone. All of those actors who
they're still around,
barely known in those days.
This is begging for a sequel. And I brought it up actually with an interview I did with Meg Tilly. And I said to her, did you guys ever think of doing a sequel? And she said, no. And I was stunned. I said, you're kidding. I was genuinely shocked on the air. I said, you've got to be kidding. And I know exactly where it should go. But at any rate, and it's set in Beaufort, South Carolina, in this gorgeous house. Once again, we're back to a great house. And it's after 15 years, they come together.
Let's talk for a second about why this movie offers us a sense of escape.
I think because it allows you to go back to and kind of fill in the blanks with your own buddies,
mm-hmm.
wherever they are, even if you're not in touch with them. You think, I had a friend of mine who said to me when we were going to a class reunion from high school, actually, and she told her kids, this was for like our, oh my gosh, I can't remember, 25th, 30th reunion, something like that. And she said, I told my kids, Mom's going to the Big Chill tonight. It's old friends, and then they come together again, and they can share their successes, except for William Hurt. He became a shrink, but you know what? He was into drugs. So, I mean, there's a bunch of things going on in this movie, in the nice setting, and what can I say?
It's a good movie.
Yes.
The Big Chill, Lawrence Kasdan movie, was at the right at the beginning of his stream of success with various films.
I think he could do a sequel now because all these people are still, as far
it might
as
be
I
a little
know,
sad.
Well.
Would it be sad to see them old? I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, see, I don't. Well, it depends. Well, there's a bunch of things that aren't answered.
That's
did Mary Kay Place get pregnant?
I would
she
love to know.
To have a child?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
How it all
so,
turned
anyway.
Out. In the end. And, this movie, by the way, is free on Crackle right now. If you have Crackle, which is a free app on iPhone and on Android, and most of your smart TVs can get it. On most other streaming platforms, it's now available $2.99 or $3.99 for rental. Mm-hmm. And that's the big chill. Okay.
By the way, if Lawrence Kasdan is listening, not that he is.
He might be.
He should call
Don't
me.
Think he might not
he should
listen
call
to our
me
podcast.
Because I have the idea for the sequel.
Okay.
And it does work somebody African-American in. Okay.
Let's move on to one of my favorite movies of all time. Again, you know, you'll notice the trend here. I love movies that take me away from, you know, Southern California and someplace uh-huh. else somehow. So today we're going to Paris. And a Woody Allen movie called Midnight in Paris. And Owen Wilson is a screenwriter, a successful screenwriter from Hollywood, who travels to Paris with his wife, Rachel McAdams. Their marriage is a little bit on the rocks. He goes for a walk one evening out in the streets of Paris. The clock strikes midnight, and along comes an old car with a bunch of people dressed in period outfits. They invite him into their car for some drinks, and they go off to a party. And as the evening unfolds, he meets all these people who turn out to be literary legends. And so it's glowy and golden, and there's lots of good music in it, and it's funny, very funny, but it's just this complete escape because nothing horrible goes wrong. That's the other thing that is a feature of all the movies that I like when I need an escape, is I don't want anything horrible to go wrong. I don't want to be on the edge of my seat worried that something bad is going to happen.
No, we have that now. We're looking for escape.
Exactly. Nothing bad happens in Midnight in Paris, but it is just this warm, funny, glowy fantasy film. Mm-hmm. That is just fun to watch. And if you are a fan of any of these literary greats, it's fun to see him stumble into, meet up with Hemingway in a bar in Paris. You know, that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it's actually well done, I have to say, because when I went, my husband liked it better than I did. This was back in 2011. And when we went, you know, I think it's hard to do fantasy that works for grown-ups.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to something like, I don't know, Black Panther, and you know this isn't exactly real. Or you can go to something like Star Wars, and again, you know, there may be elements of truth in these movies, but it's not really happening in the backyard or in your town, okay?
Yeah.
But Midnight in Paris is a same kind of thing, except there's a fun kind of element to it. It doesn't get crazy. It's not a lot of effects, and yet it's subtle the way the effects are. Like you said, when the car pulled up and they had the older clothes on, and then you start to see what's going on right away.
Well, that's sort of the charm of it, is that you're not quite sure who are these people. It takes mm-hmm. a while to realize that somehow, through some magic, he has gone back in time and is hanging out with all these famous people during the heyday of Paris. So it takes a little while to figure that out, which is kind of fun, too, to kind of figure it all out. We've just spoiled it for you if you haven't seen the movie.
Yeah,
but we're assuming that all these movies you've seen already, and you just forgot about them, and you want to put them back on your list of things to watch while we're all kind of in isolation. So that's the idea.
Okay,
you got one more movie to tell us about.
I've got one more, and it's Something's Gotta Give. I mentioned it before. It's Nancy Meyers.
Something's Gotta Give,
Something's Gotta Give. It's a great romantic comedy with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton. And, of course, he's this, you know, 60-something guy who's always dating girls who are young enough to be his, let's face it, granddaughter.
And first of all, you can't go wrong with Jack Nicholson. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, has he ever made
saying,
a really
oh,
bad
she could be
movie?
His daughter, and I'm thinking, no, she could probably be his granddaughter if you do the math.
And
but
Diane Keaton, she's had a few movies that aren't that great, but I will watch anything with Diane Keaton in it.
Oh, me too.
To
I
the
love
end.
Her. I've loved her since Annie Hall, and I still love her, and yes, I agree. But anyway, so she's the one that's age appropriate, and Jack is dating Diane's daughter in the film. And again, set in a lovely home, this time on the East Coast in the Hamptons, I guess. It's, you know, it's like this lovely place and this gorgeous house. And her dining room, as I said, it's gorgeous. It's black and white, and I love it. I want to make pasta just so I could close my eyes and wake up in that dining room, but that's not going to happen. Neither the pasta nor the dining room. But
right.
And so the romance is that he has a heart attack trying to have sex with the daughter, which they never really get to or fulfill, and they end up in the hospital, and he's got to stay there. The daughter is a successful auctioneer in New York City, and so she goes back, and Diane's got to play nursemaid to this guy who thinks she's too old to date, basically, and they fall in love, and that, and it's just wonderful. And Frances McDormand as her sister is just, you know, she just hits all the right notes, and she hits them at the right pace, and it's a good movie. It's a good escape, and it's a nice should I say, well, it is happily ever after. What can I tell you?
It does turn out good in the end. It does turn out good.
Yeah, I mean, people have probably seen it. And even if you have seen it and you didn't know how that ends.
It does have a weird little performance, though, if you'll pardon. And this isn't a real criticism, but Keanu Reeves plays Diane Keaton's young lover.
Yeah.
Weird.
No, because he, you know what it is? When they go to the hospital, when Jack has the heart attack, they're sitting there and the doctor comes out and they're all like, wow, who's this guy? He's gorgeous, and he is. And he is taken with Diane Keaton, not just because she's attractive, even though she's older, as we've heard many times before and shouldn't at this point, but we do. He's also impressed by what she does. She's a playwright and very successful.
Oh, right.
Everything she writes is a hit on Broadway.
He's impressed by her mind.
He's impressed by her mind.
So this plays into every woman's fantasy that
right.
Don't look at the age or anything. Look at the look at my mind. Got it.
Yeah, of course it helps if you look like Diane Keaton.
It does help if you look, and she does look great. She does look great.
She looks great. Yeah, absolutely. Movie. She looks great in this. So it was 2003, and so that was 17 years ago.
Well, that's six movies we've looked at today. Mm-hmm. Just to remind you, Midnight in Paris, Something's Got to Give, The Big Chill. Under the Tuscan Sun, It's Complicated, and City Slickers. All movies we recommend for your at-home viewing.
Right.
Do you have any of those on your VHS shelf, Susan?
I hate to tell you, but I've got all three. And here's the thing that this is my acid test, at least for me, of a movie that is just sucks me in. And there's a couple more that I've got like this. I have it in the drawer. I could, you know, plug in the Bluetooth. Is it the Bluetooth that I want? Blu-ray, Bluetooth, I don't know, something.
The Blu-ray DVD player?
Thank you, the DVD player, which I haven't really done. It's newer and everything, but I'm just too lazy because I had to move and all that. Anyway, if I have it there, I could watch it anytime. And probably I could call it up on, I don't know, Showtime or whatever, anytime.
Yeah.
But if it's on TV, I don't care if I catch it at the beginning
or the
middle, or I have to stop everything and watch.
No, I get you.
That's it.
And it doesn't even matter that there's commercials. You'll survive.
No, I would prefer it without commercials, but yes, I will watch it with commercials.
Yeah.
I've been known to do that.
Yep. No, I get you. I get you. When you're flipping through the channels and it's an old favorite like that, you'll get stuck on it real easily. I get you.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
It's seductive, and I think that's why it qualifies as we said in the beginning of all this, an escape.
Comfort films.
Yeah.
For the coronavirus. That's what we wanted to give you today. We may do some more of these. I got more on my list.
Oh, I do too.
I got more on my list. We're going to be watching more of these every night here at home. And we wish you the best. And what are you going to watch tonight, Susan? Which one are you?
I don't know. But if Lawrence Kasdan is out there in the sound of my voice, Lawrence, Larry, Do the sequel. Call me. I've got the whole thing figured out.
Hey, folks, we're glad you joined us today for Older and Wiser. For all the stuff that matters when you're 50 plus, be sure and visit us at olderandwiser.com. We'll see you next time.
Stay home.
Yeah, stay home.